David, your thoughts on today's friendly here at Windsor Park?
It was a good game for us, Andy. Not a lot of pressure, which was good for the players considering the long sort of bizarre week that we've sort of had last week. So I thought it was a good game. Stoke are obviously quality opposition with a lot of good players. So for our players to go toe-to-toe with them for the length of time we did yesterday, had a lot of possession. We had two or three little half chances. Poor goal that we conceded, that's probably the real disappointment from the day, the soft nature of the goal that we conceded. So pleased all round with the performance, disappointed again with the results slightly, but we've got to try and build and take the positives out of the game.
It's difficult with an empty stadium, and the consolation was we had about 5,000 odd watching on the live stream, but we're kind of used to this awful experience at the minute now, aren't we?
Yeah, it's not the most, it's not the easiest, it's not the, it's not the football that we've all sort of grew up, and certainly myself grew up and sort of wanting to be a part of. So yeah, there's frustration at times, because again, when you bring a team like Stoke over, you would like to have your supporters in the ground even for a friendly. So I'm sure they'll be the players, as you say, we've been accustomed to it now for the last 3, 4, 5 games, friendly games, the European games. So, whether you want to get used to it, but we need to get used to it. Again, it's going to be the same on Tuesday night, tough game on Tuesday, a game that we should embrace, enjoy, be excited by it. Because Legia Warsaw are a fantastic football club with huge, huge European pedigree.
Having been in Switzerland, the mission was to get into this round, and what a tough game against the team that played Rangers last year. So we're underdogs, but we'll look forward to the experience, and we'll give it our best, won't we?
We certainly will, Andy, and again the players will be aware, and that's why today was important in a way that we gave up sort of possession at times, because we needed to make sure that we were disciplined and organised, which for the majority of the game we were. We stay compact as long as possible, so we needed to give ourselves sort of a look at what we might need to face on Tuesday night. But again, playing anywhere in Europe, playing the Champions League, whatever round you play in the Europa League, but again, it's a huge experience for the players, and one that they should enjoy and embrace.
And it'll be a big stadium with no fans, so maybe a wee bit more of a leveller for them.
Oh, we'll see, Andy. It'll be a tough ask, that's for sure. But we'll go there. We'll certainly try and play the way we try and play. There was times today I thought some of our play was really good. That we got the point, and now we sort of got shut out. But when you step the level of opposition that Legia are, you might only get one chance in the game, so hopefully it falls to somebody who might be in the right frame of mind, confident enough to possibly take it on Tuesday night.
Well, it goes without saying, everybody back here is wishing you and all the lads all the best for Poland. First time ever at Linfield in Poland, so have a great time in Poland, and fortune favours the brave.
Fortune favours the brave. Let's hope so, Andy.
Cheers, Dave.
All right.